Family farmers are usually looked at as independent business people. They work their land, sell what they produce as an individual entity. The reality is that there is a venue where these family farmers come and work together. That's at the many farmers markets, which take place all throughout the year, all throughout New Jersey. Along with providing a way for the farmers to earn a living, these farmers markets connect the community with their local farmers. My first guests this morning are here to talk about the farmers markets in northern New Jersey, how they help farmers thrive, and what goals are being set for 2016. Here is the founder of New Jersey New World, Mitch Morrison, along with Ben Del Caro, who are both the co-founders of the Sparta Farmers Market. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning, Chris.
And we'll give you some websites. We do have them as links over to our page, spartafarmersmarket.org. That's for the obvious, Sparta Farmers Market. For Mitch's organization, newjerseynewworld.com. And to learn more about the farmers markets throughout northwest New Jersey, sussexfarmvisits.com. And let me start with you, Mitch. There was a recent, I guess we'd call it a summit of family farmers and local farmers in northwest New Jersey. What was the idea behind that summit, and what was the outcome of that day?
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for inviting us onto your show. The interest really is from our consumers that we're seeing a dramatic renaissance of interest in local healthy food in New Jersey. And we wanted to bring all the stakeholders together in one room to chat about it. And that's exactly what we did. We're connecting our food, our farmers, our consumers, and all stakeholders involved.
And for Ben, as co-founder of the Sparta Farmers Market, talk about what your vision was, what some of the challenges have been to make everything work like you wanted it to work.
Well, it's a never-ending set of challenges. I think originally we were looking to just create a community marketplace where our local farmers from throughout northwestern New Jersey could connect directly to their customers and build a strong and viable market. 5 years in, now we're also a year-round market. We operate a winter market in Sparta. We have over 25 vendors each week, all of which hail from New Jersey. We're very locally based in our vendor selection. So some of the challenges that we've faced is really trying to build the market around our vendors and matching it to our client demands and trying not to have too much of a good thing. And making sure that our farmers are profitable each and every week.
That's one of the big challenges, Mitch, because the farmers, you turn back the clock, I'll be generous and say 5 years ago, and there were a lot of farmers, no doubt, who were on the precipice of, do I keep the family tradition or do I cash it in and move to wherever? How much of a difference have these farmer markets made in sustaining the local farms?
It's our perception that it's a big deal. You know, what we offer as a farmers market and the 187 farmers markets in the state of New Jersey is a retail outlet which provides the farmers to sell directly to consumers at a much bigger margin than them trying to go on a wholesale basis. So there's a huge economic incentive for farmers to participate in farmers markets, and that's kind of what we provide right now. And you know, we don't have any stats on, you know, how the farms and, what we've saved and so on and so forth. But it seems from what we get back from our farmers is that it's a big deal for them. You know, some of them have 50 to 75% of their revenue and profit margins are due to farmers markets.
Yeah, that is a difference maker, to say the least. Talking with Mitch Morrison, who is the founder of New Jersey New World, and along with Ben Del Caro, they're both the co-founders of the Sparta Farmers Market, spartafarmersmarket.org, newjerseynewworld.com, and learn more about the farmers markets throughout northwest New Jersey, sussexfarmvisits.com, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Question for Ben regarding, we say farmers markets, and for someone who has yet to venture into one, even though they've been around for quite a few years now, they think produce, period, end of sentence. Farmers markets are a lot more than just produce.
Yes, absolutely. That's a great question. It is, I think, from a consumer perception, a lot about produce. But the reality is throughout New Jersey, there's farmers that produce things from luxury fibers to pasture-raised meat, chicken, eggs. Honey doesn't just happen. You know, it is farmed. Through a lot of various prepared foods, which within our market anyway are produced from locally grown products. So we really try to build a market that has something for everyone and build a large diversity of products for our clients and our customers. I would say as an estimate, our farmers market offers upwards of 400 to 500 different items on a weekly basis from our 25 to 30 vendors. So there's definitely something for everyone to be found in farmers markets.
Mitch, how much have you worked to try to, because I know that for quite a few years now, the Chamber of Commerce has been, for Sussex County at least, has been a big proponent of, it's called a variety of things, but I guess the common phrase is ecotourism, taking basically natural resources and using those as a means to get people into the area to enjoy what's here and to obviously frequent businesses. Have you worked with any organization or anyone else to incorporate the farmers markets and the family farmers into that concept of ecotourism?
Yeah, we have. As a matter of fact, we set up an interesting organization. It's actually an event that we've held for 3 years, and this in 2016 will be our fourth year. And we call it the Tour de Farm New Jersey. And what the Tour de Farm New Jersey does is it brings bicyclists on bicycles, of course, and they tour from farm to farm for little tastings at these farms. We've had, I'm going to guess, about 3,200, 3,300 people in the last 3 years. We expect that number to grow dramatically in 2016 as far as bicyclists go. So the concept is to get people onto the farms, to know who their farmers are, to know where their food is coming from, to know how it's produced. And it's an overwhelming demand for people to do this. It's called the Tour de Farm New Jersey.
Talking with Mitch Morrison and Ben Del Caro. They're both co-founders of the Sparta Farmers Market. Mitch is the founder of New Jersey New World, spartafarmersmarket.org, newjerseynewworld.com on the web here on Issues and Ideas. Ben, I happen to know that your resume includes some culinary experience. How frequent do you see people who either are chefs, cooks, or owners of restaurants frequenting farmers markets? And how would you encourage more local restaurants to get their produce locally instead of waiting for the truck to show up?
That's an excellent question. Yeah, I spent 17 years in food service restaurants and the past 10 years on the food sales and distribution end of things. So I've been working my way backwards through the food system for 20-plus years. we do have several local chefs that frequent our farmers markets on a regular basis. In terms of how to encourage more restaurants and chefs, and business owners to support locally grown foods. You know, it's about knowing where your food comes from and telling that story to your clients. I think there's incredible marketing value for any chef or restaurateur to be able to tell that story to their customers in their dining room of how the eggs came to their restaurant or what the produce they're serving, where it came from, and why it's something different. The reality is the products that you can get from a local source, a local farm, are going to last that operator, that chef, easily a week longer than anything they're going to get off the back of a truck because it's picked so much closer to ripeness. It's picked closer to home, which has big environmental impacts as well in terms of carbon footprint. The green food movement, is really not a fad. It's something that I think we all need to embrace and be more conscious of where our buying dollars go and who they affect. Part of the reason we started the farmers market was not just to have this feel-good community event in our town each week, but was also to try and create some kind of deep impact or deeper impact economically to our own neighborhood, to our own communities, and try to create a viable sense of small business entrepreneur throughout northwestern New Jersey. We have a lot of big business in New Jersey, a lot of retail, but the one thing that tends to lack, at least in our region of New Jersey, is that small business entrepreneurial spirit. And it's something that I know myself and Mitch were very avid about, pushing our vendors to be more entrepreneurial in their enterprise.
Chris, can we add one more thing, please?
Sure.
We're talking about an upcoming meeting with the New Jersey Food Hub on January 13th. And I'm going to let Ben discuss that a bit.
Okay.
I know one of the questions you had was, what are we trying to do to change things or build things for 2016. And through the past 5 years of doing our farmers markets and me doing food distribution on a wholesale level, what we've realized is there's a critical piece of infrastructure that's missing. New Jersey used to be the breadbasket for both Philadelphia and New York City. We had a lot of infrastructure to support the farming and the agricultural basis to do that, and a lot of that has dwindled over the years. On mid-January, we're having a meeting with farmers, food producers, and stakeholders within our food system to discuss the feasibility of building a food hub, which would be a multifunctional space for small business incubation as well as food processing. And I think it's a critical piece of infrastructure that will allow farmers and consumers to have a broader access and ability to consume locally raised foods, not just by going to a farmer's market, but by finding it on their store shelves and their places of works, their schools, their hospitals, and everywhere else. So, it's a big goal that we have, but we've already spent 5 years thinking about it, and the past 3 years really working on this food hub plan, and we're very excited to have this meeting in mid-January.
As well you should be, and we'll keep an eye on how that develops. Hopefully it'll be a fast development because it is a multifaceted benefit. Again, we'll be joined this morning by Mitch Morrison, Ben Del Coro. Gentlemen, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate your